And then tomorrow our focus will shift towards Browns versus Browns, but also with Green Bay in mind. And as I mentioned yesterday, the guys that line up this week with the first group, we'll try to get them about a half a play. And then we'll see and evaluate from there at halftime. They may play a little more. They may not. So we'll just have to see. I'm going to keep that open. But with that, I'll take your questions.
Have you and Andy Reid at all had a little chit-chat about how you might approach the third game starter-wise?
No, we don't. I don't think you want to do that. Head coaches don't do that. No. Andy's getting his team ready to play, and I'm getting our team ready to play. And I think we can. You can look into this third preseason game and how we're going to do it way too much, in my opinion, because there's a certain amount of work that needs to get done in training camp, and we'll both get it done the way we see fit.
I saw LJ Ford out there. What do you think of him? He seems to, these last couple days, and even Friday night in Detroit, he seemed to show up quite a bit.
I think he's had an excellent camp. When we left in June, I was looking forward to him playing well in training camp because, as I've said before, when linebackers put their pads on, then they start to separate. And I think when he started wearing his pads and playing the game for real, he showed me more. He did a good job in his scrimmage snaps. He also did an outstanding job on special teams. And then, as you saw today, he ended the drill with an interception. So I mentioned it to our defense. I talked about, as a team, we need to catch the football more and better. And I thought the other night, and then as you've seen in practice here, instead of the balls just getting deflected, you're seeing our guys finish the play, if it is a bad throw, with an interception. And I think, I like to think you get what you emphasize.
What does he do well for? Undrafted guy, what did you see in him that made you bring him in?
Well, I think he's got very good instincts. He's got the right size, the skill and ability to play the position. Kind of a powerful build, and again, you have to have good instincts to be a linebacker and play in three downs, and I think he has that.
Strictly middle guy?
No, I think he's got a chance to. Anybody that lines up as the 4, 5, and 6 linebackers has to be somewhat flexible, so I think he can play out or in.
And James Michael Johnson did it on Friday night.
He did a nice job. He did a nice job. He played well. Yeah.
Going back to playing time with a rookie quarterback, do you debate at all giving him more time than typical in preseason because he's got a
no.
Speed
for it? No, we're going to give him as much. We're going to leave him in there. He'll stay in there with the ones. So, no.
Risk of injury, or is it that you want to evaluate everybody?
Well, I think it's important to evaluate everybody, but I do think it's important too that if you mix up too many ones with twos, then the game gets a little sloppy at times. And I don't want to do that.
Yesterday you told us Travis Benjamin was just sore, but he had been practice again today. Will he be able to play Thursday, or is he good?
Well, as soon as he's ready to play, he'll be out, and I don't know that yet. Sore from the game.
Montero had some really good hard runs up mm-hmm. there today. Mm-hmm. He's going to be counted on here for the rest of the preseason.
Sure.
How he's doing.
Well, I thought he did. He had a couple good hard runs the other night, and he's practiced extremely well, and I think he had a good day today. So other than me getting on him one time, he tried to catch the ball with one hand. He's a running back, not a circus act. You got to use both hands. But he's a very willing guy. He's kept himself healthy, and he's doing a heck of a job.
How's Trent doing? Richardson here.
Trent's here. Yeah, and he's getting better, and when he's ready, he'll be out. But he's here. He's here. He's been here. He's here all day long doing his thing, trying to get healthy.
Do you have any more of a clear idea about a timetable for him coming back?
Nope.
We asked you about Wade yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen from Buster in his second year?
Buster's more comfortable in our scheme. When Buster came in, he played a lot of football, but he hadn't played it, within a scheme like a pro system. And so he had to get up to speed in a lot of ways, and I think he's a guy that challenges extremely well, and now he knows more about how it fits within the scheme, and I think that's why you've seen him flash more.
More comfortable outside than
No, I think he can play slot. But as you've seen in practice here, he plays outside quite a bit. You know, it's important, I think. You like to have all your corners that can play outside, and then you choose who plays inside. You know, if you just get a bunch of nickel corners, then you got too many guys. You know. I think that makes sense.
Some of your obvious starters that are out right now this week, and you wanting to play your regulars into the second half, what challenges does that present getting those guys ready for the season?
Well, some of the guys that aren't out here are guys that have played in the league a long time, and so they've been through these little gaps where they've had injuries, so to speak. So I'm not so concerned about that. The ones I'm more concerned about that miss practice time are the young ones, the guys that need to develop. So if there's level of concern, that's where it goes to, the guys that really need to practice because they're doing it, you know, going through this process for the first or second time. So, of course, you're going to ask me. I get concerned about all injuries, but I do think that we still have a long time before we play our first preseason game, and everybody in the building in there is rushing to get back out here.
Could you see, though, some of these guys that aren't on the field this week or right now, could you see them playing Thursday night?
Yeah, there's a couple that could. Yeah. I mean, if there's guys that, and you guys will let me know who they are. I don't even have to get an injury report. You'll let me know who they are. The ones that are out here practicing tomorrow will have the ability to play against the Packers.
The question about Dockery. A year ago, he caught your. He was undrafted and
sure.
Very aggressive in the games. Kind of like that. Has he progressed in second year?
I think so. I think he's made very good progress. I think I could say a lot of the same things I said about Buster. You know, they're guys that like to challenge, and now they know how challenging within the scheme fits better. And I think that's showing up.
Yeah, what makes Tyler Rubin the player that he is?
Well, I think, first of all, he's – for a defensive lineman, he has very good instincts. He knows how to play blocks. I think being a 3-4 nose tackle, you know, you get used to feeling leverage of one player. And now we got him set up in more of a one-gap type alignment. That helps him feel whether he's getting down blocked or reached or slipped or double teamed. And that's first and foremost, winning those battles in your own little world. And then I think he also is a guy that once he separates from the block or defeats the block, he can make a play, which is important. And then because he's a good player, even though he doesn't say much, there's some natural leadership there that I think the rest of the team appreciates.
Hey, Pat,
one more here.
Neil told us that Dick was calling the plays from the booth on Friday. Is that something that he's going to do all season?
He'll be up. Yeah, he's going to be upstairs this year.
What's the reason behind that?
He wants to be. He's called the defense from both down and up, and there's nothing other than he'd like to do it from upstairs.
And is he's calling them into Tim, and does Tim relay them to the players?
He calls them into the coaches on the sideline. Okay. I'm not going to tell you who does it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? He calls it down to the coaches on the sideline, and then it gets in. Okay. We do it, like, telepathically, you know?
Okay. So both your coordinators upstairs, is it a little lonely on the sideline this year?
There's plenty of people down there. Plenty of people.